We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show, streaming to you live on YouTube after Bucks Blazers. Technically, the game not over yet, but I see Sandro and Thanasis out there. So we're going live now. There's about 2 minutes left when we fired this thing up here. If you're on YouTube, I have a different backdrop tonight. I found the dirtiest basement I could find to lean into the theme that I'm just a basement dweller, and because I do a show in my basement, I'm a worthless human being, and I want to lean into that rather than fight it. So yeah, you say that and I'll believe it. So a couple different games tonight to talk about. The Bucks are going to win this game against the Blazers. That's great. This late night stretch week continues. You've got the Bucks, who just played the Clippers in a late night in Milwaukee for some reason. Now they got the Blazers. And then the big game that everybody's looking forward to is this Lakers game, to see what the Lakers look like at that point. And maybe they're not at full strength. I mean, that's the trade deadline night, so we'll see what happens there. But it's going to be interesting to watch that game. And, of course, LeBron could break the record, that night all-time scoring record. Speaking of all-time scoring, there have only been 148 players in NBA history with 15,000 career points. And one of those guys is named Brook Lopez. Congratulations to Brook Lopez tonight, finishing with 27 points. Looks like that will lead all Bucks scorers. I did play on one of these apps I have with free money a Brook Lopez double-double for plus 1,100. Just a few bucks. He had 27 and 9. So that kind of pissed me off because obviously it's not a double-double. Giannis is going to finish with 24, 13, and 8. Got into some foul trouble. Finished with 5. Ended up playing just 23 minutes in this game. So Giannis having a good night. I thought Chris Middleton looked pretty good in limited action again. 13 minutes for him. 5 of 11. I thought Brook Lopez, he had a big first half. Again, he's going to lead all scores. Drew Holiday, nothing to worry about there. 2 for 8 from 3. That's fine. 9 for 20 overall. 20 points for him. I was glad to see Marjan Beauchamp get in early. And then I thought, whoa, Bud, what are we doing here? We're doing something nice. We're going to go Marjan. Okay, I can get down with this. Then the broadcast made sure to tell you very quickly that Portland's close to Yakima, Washington, and there were 3,300 fans there for Marjan. So eventually he did get a bucket, but I like Marjan when he's in the game. I wish he was in more. Shafty, I'm adding you to the stream. Are you here to talk or watch or what?
Hello?
Hey, Shafty.
Hello?
Hey.
What's up?
You in?
I'm just checking out the stream, man.
Yeah, I do the stream after these Bucks games, and sometimes people come in and like hang out on the stream and not YouTube, and I never know if they want to talk or not. So if you want to talk. If you want to talk, otherwise I'll send you to YouTube. But I'd like to talk to you. What's up?
What's up, man? Are you enjoying the season?
I am enjoying the Bucks season. We're going to be a half game back at the Celtics after tonight.
Is it a half or is it? I thought they won tonight, didn't they?
Oh, Boston?
Yeah, I think it's a game and a half.
Oh, Boston.
That's still a game.
So if Boston played tonight, yeah, okay, they won. So we're still a game. Yeah, they beat Detroit.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Tied with the Nuggets.
For the record?
Yeah.
Yeah. You enjoying the season?
Now that Chris Middleton's back, yeah.
Yeah, season's been weird. I think that, you know, in doing some of these shows or just talking to Bucks fans after, it's like we kind of freak out a little bit. Should we not? And we're doing this in November, December, and then we get to – we're in February now, and the trade deadline's coming up Thursday. But now that Middleton's back and they're going to be on, what, an 8-game winning streak, it's like, well, yeah, when we're healthy – and we're still without Portis right now. But when we're healthy, we're pretty damn good, man.
Yeah, these since Chris and Giannis came back, it's kind of felt a lot different. It's like the actual Bucks are back. Tough pass from Mamu.
that went to the empty seats.
That was not good. The
Giannis's face. He's going, ooh, what?
Yeah, he's mad they didn't give it to Thanasis in the post.
Agree.
Yeah, it's felt a lot different, you know, with having Jingles and Chris Middleton out there, you know, actual people who can pass and handle the ball, not just Giannis, you know, running into the wall for 40 games.
What's your thought on what they need to do by Thursday, if anything?
Do you think these 8 games have shown that, like, Grayson Allen is basically, like, pointless, I guess?
Well, I don't want to say that.
Not pointless, but he's feel like so
tonight,
he could be
tonight,
better
tonight
utilized
played 25 minutes. He shot the ball 3 times.
Yeah.
And he had 3 points. He made 1 3-point shot. And I do like Grayson. I like what he adds to this team offensively. I do understand that you can exploit him defensively. And so there's a lot of people that would think, okay, Jay Crowder, that would be nice. And especially now, I don't know how much I'll talk about this tonight, but this weird Boston KD rumor or, you know, possibility. I don't think that happens, but still, if that happens, you know, you're going to have to make a trade of some kind. But yeah, if you're going to have a guy out there for 25 minutes and he's just going to shoot the ball 3 times, there's probably better guys to suit that role. So if it's like tonight, then yeah, then there's probably better guys.
Don't get me wrong. I love Grayson Allen. He's like a great role player. He came back from that Celtics series and improved on the things he needed to improve on, like, you know, attacking closeouts and, you know, being a bit of a dog on defense. But at the same time, he just like can't, it's physical attributes he just can't overcome to like be a good defender against, like, you know, the Celtics and big wings, you know, what you need from that role, basically. If you've got Chris and Drew and Giannis out there, that shooting guard role, you need to, you know, be PJ Tucker-esque and, you know, take on the challenge on defense. And if you can't do that and you're going to shoot 3 shots, then, you know, if you're thinking about like the 5 players you're going to have in the playoffs, I don't think Grayson's name is going to come up.
Well, and if they don't, like, if they do make a trade, I think that I don't know what more they get outside of Jay Crowder. Like, I don't know what guy they can, like, who are they going to get better than that?
Yeah, I have no idea. Well, I mean, it's a lot of, who knows? I mean, you know, 3 days ago, trading for Kyrie Irving sounded crazy. And then, you know, now he's on the Mavericks.
Yeah, that's
the trades can kind of, it goes faster than people think. People think they're planning these things out for weeks on end, and it really does. Sometimes it just comes down to like the deadline day and you get a call and like 5 minutes later you just made a trade. Like,
yeah, like Mark Cuban, I would never have thought Mark Cuban would trade for Kyrie, but he became available and he's probably like, ah, well, crap. I mean, I don't care what happens. We might as well try it. Like, we're not winning. We're not winning the West with just Luka and a bunch of guys.
They need to add something next to Luka, and this was their only shot. Because they let Brunson go for, you know, they were, that was their Chris Middleton decision.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I think, the Mavs game on Wednesday, Clippers, ESPN, I think.
Yeah, Wednesday I think night. That's why they forced the trade to get done today so that he could play that game.
Yeah, ESPN's like, do it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Shafty, good to chat with you a little bit. We do these most Bucks during the week is when I do them. I'll do every post game for the playoffs.
I check them out. This was the link I saw, so I just clicked it.
Oh, well, I'm glad you talked.
Of course. I'm always here.
Good to get the info. Well, thanks, buddy.
I'm glad you're still around.
I am still sort of around.
Keep going. We need actual sports talk hosts in the sphere.
Yeah. Well, I am still sort of around. Thanks, buddy. You have a good one.
Yeah, see ya.
All right, Shafty. Good to see him here on the stream tonight. You guys can always jump in. The StreamYard links, I do tweet those out. I'll throw it in the YouTube comments if anybody is bold enough to talk at 11:30. You know, it's so late. I might as well just have done this one in the morning, but happy to come on.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Also want to talk about the Milwaukee Panthers. They lost to Green Bay, which is tragic. Green Bay was like 2-22, so that sucked. And then I put up a post about the Packers bitching that they haven't won a Super Bowl in 12 years. And I still don't get a lot of your thoughts about how it's okay. I still don't get the mentality. And I think that the people that are like, all right, yeah, we'll listen to Bart. You know, I think that most people are like with me on where I am, but you know, still on like Twitter, it's like, you should just be thankful that they got one. You could be a Vikings fan. Bro, Vikings never had Aaron Rodgers for 28 years. Okay? So I'm not happy. Zach in the fall says, off day tomorrow, so I'm staying up. Might pop a THCO and a CBDN, little mix and match. I've done that plenty of times myself. I may do that tonight. I'll definitely pop a CBD, CBN before bedtime tonight. We're talking about gummies you can get at happyplacehemp.com. Happy Place Hemp, the promo code is BART. It gets you 25% off every order, every time you order at Happy Place Hemp. Not just an introductory, not just like, hey, first three, like get you in. It's not, what's that guy's name? John Tapper. I saw this one interview when he did where he's like, you get them a free meal the first time, then they come back. Then you get a free dessert, then they come back. And then they're customers for life. Well, Happy Place Hemp is giving you 25% off every single time. So John Tapper maybe needs to take a gummy and chill out a little bit. You can get the THCOs, the Delta 8s, the Delta 9s. We talk gummies a lot. They got creams. They got tinctures. They got other different things that you can buy. You can go into the store and check it out. I think the audio is still here. I don't know why that is. It's midnight. Nobody else is using any equipment in my house. I think I'm getting better. If I'm choppy, let me know. Come on, AT&T, you got to come through for me. It's midnight. It's midnight. We quadrupled the speed for like quadruple the money. Shit sucks. AT&T sucks. If I ever am sponsored by AT&T, that'll just be a money grab. They suck. They never work. It's always your fault. They sucked. Jake says I dropped off pretty bad. Am I back? Am I good? Am I good? I think I'm good. I don't see the bars. I'm keeping all this in on the audio. I guess I have to fix where that fucked up. But happyplacehemp.com, promo code is BART. 25% off your order. I'm furious. Like if I'm on the internet and my wife's doing a conference call at her work and my son's on his tablet and 9 other TVs are streaming Netflix, fine. But it's midnight. And who's on the internet even? Who's on AT&T fiber right now? Besides all you lovely people. Zach also wants to know, do we have a Bill Michaels fund going yet? I was with Dario Melendez on Channel 12. That kicks off Infrastructure Week, which is going to go for a few years. Somebody tweeted me today, please don't get Bill on. Okay. Like Bill would ever talk to me again. Chris says, Bud was feeling saucy tonight. I do like that he played Marjan. But again, it's just, actually it's almost insulting. Like, at least he played him in front of the 300 people that came there for him. But also, this guy's good. Play him more. Play him more. It doesn't hurt anybody. I think that it's fine. Pecan Ron wants to know if the Milwaukee soccer team has a name yet. Milwaukee Pro Soccer. We, 4,000 submissions. We're going to come up with a name. Details on that, I think, I got a meeting this week, actually, with the club. So I'll know more details on when they're going to try to do that. I still like Goodland FC or MKE FC. A lot of people like Cream City FC, which I do not like. I don't think they should go into the cream. Hot take on AT&T. Well, they suck. What am I supposed to do? Even AT&T fiber is trash. Another comment. Is that Verizon Home good? Maybe I'll get that. I'm not sure. So the Bucks won tonight, and that's good. A game behind the Celtics. Again, for those of us that were concerned maybe or whatever, and I don't know how much the number one seed is going to matter. I'm glad that they're towards the top of the standings rather than towards the bottom. I think that the Eastern Conference Finals, no matter how things shake out, it will come down to the Celtics, the Bucks, the Sixers, and then maybe the Cavs. Like, maybe the Nets make some trades. Doesn't seem like anyone wants Ben Simmons. Could the Heat make a run? Could the Knicks make a run? I don't think any of these teams are that serious to make a real run. The Hawks, the Bulls, the Pacers, Raptors, and Wizards, they're all fighting for the play-in spots. I mean, we're not talking Eastern Conference semifinals there. Sixers have actually never made, at least with Joel Embiid in this era of the process, trust the process, he's never been in an Eastern Conference Finals. I think that we're headed towards Bucks-Celtics. And so I guess I would rather, I mean, yeah, I'm not, this is dumb. I'm dumb to say this. I would rather have the one seed than the two, but also I don't know that the Bucks are going to be that aggressive for it. I think they're just going to see whatever happens. Now, if you're the two seed, you're going to end up playing a team like the Heat or the Knicks or the Hawks or the Bulls. And I think the Bucks don't have a problem with any of those teams. Chicago will be annoying. They'll probably win like game two and think that this is the greatest thing ever. And then we'll beat them in five. The Hawks, I don't think that they're that good. The Knicks, I mean, the Knicks are just, they exist to disappoint, and I don't think they'll have a problem with the Heat either. So then the second round, you'd look at the Sixers or, you know, maybe another team. And I think we can look that far into the future because the Bucks are that good. And now it comes down to what's going to happen this weekend with the trade deadline or this Thursday. And I think that's a big question. Will there be trades? Should there be trades? Should there be trades? John Horst makes a lot of trades, but should there be a trade? Team seems to be playing pretty well right now. You got a team that's won 8 in a row, right? You start to make trades? I don't know. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. If you can improve the team, obviously. And even if, like, they win 8 in a row and then they make trades and they lose a couple, that's not what matters. What matters is what kind of team are you trying to have in the playoffs? And Shafty made a good point. If Grayson Allen's playing 25 minutes and scoring 3 points and really only putting up 3 shots, are those 25 minutes suited for somebody better? Now, again, I like Grayson Allen. I'm not eager to trade Grayson Allen. But to me, Grayson and Pat kind of do the same thing. But Pat's a little more aggressive. He's more aggressive on the glass, I think. I think he's just he can get to the rim a little bit better than Grayson. So if there's not a spot for Grayson on this team, or to get big minutes on the team, because you got Giannis, Brooke, Drew, Pat is in there. Bobby's coming back 5. Chris is 6. And then who else is getting the minutes if you're going to go 8 or 9 deep? Javon, Wes, some of the defense he's been playing has been pretty good. Ingles is going to be in there because he can take shots. So is Ingles, I mean, where's the difference there? So maybe the Bucks have too many guys doing the same thing. Like if you get Jay Crowder without trading Grayson, and you can be like, all right, this is a Grayson series, this is a Jay Crowder series, that'd be great. But if there's anybody that's going to be moved, it just may be Grayson Allen. Bucky says Sixers are an unserious team. I can't disagree with you too much. Greg says he had 5 points for 300 fans going to the big city to support their guy. I think Yakima is closer to Portland than it is to Seattle. I'm going to do a quick directional. At least he got in, though. Like, Bud could have been a real dick and said, no, we don't play this guy. It's a 3-hour drive. So, like, me scooting over to La Crosse. All right. And then Yakima to Seattle is, it's only 2.5. Yeah, because they're like, Marjan used to come watch Wes Matthews when he was a kid. Bro, how old is Wes Matthews? Although I get, at first I thought they were talking about Wes Matthews Sr. No, they were talking about Wes Matthews that is his teammates. Jordan Nwara and George Hill didn't even play at all when the Scrubs got in. They are gone 100%. I don't know if that's the case, but I don't know. Like, this happens every trade deadline. We have guys that we should trade, but who wants them? Who out there is like, we're a Jordan Nwara away? Who out there is like, we're a George Hill away? You know? So that's kind of the problem with that. I mean, we could throw them in and salary match. They do that a lot, and then there's buyouts and all that kind of stuff, but we'll see what happens. I don't know. The Kyrie thing really shocked me. It really did. I talked a bunch on Saturday on CBS Sports Radio about which you could hear on The Score in Chicago, but not The Fan in Milwaukee. But I talked a lot about how I think that he's going to stay in net, and the Nets are just going to be like, screw this. But they were able to get 4 teams right away are in the bidding. LeBron, so sad about it, did an interview with ESPN today. Why? Quick aside, I've been watching morning TV more as I'm not on in the morning. I kind of got into First Take, and I was watching First Take today, and Stephen A. Smith and Jay Williams were like yelling at each other as if they hate each other. And it gave me Chuck Freeman and Bart Winkler vibes. And in the moment, I was like, man, this must be really awful radio that me and Chuck are doing right now. But watching Stephen A. and Jay Williams do it, I was captivated, and it was awesome. And I think I like First Take. Because I turned it on today because I want to know what Stephen A. had to say about the Kyrie deal. And he was just shitting on him left and right. Within 2 minutes, they were talking about the insurrection, why no one's going after Jeff Bezos. This is a sports show. And they're talking about all this stuff. It was crazy. It was crazy, and I enjoyed it. Got a voicemail here from Brian and Nina. Voicemails thanks to Carl's Place, carlofet.com/Bart. You can check out golf simulators. Still some snow on the ground. You know, it's still going to be cold. I know we all think that we can golf in this weather. Hey, just get a ball that glows. We'll find it. You're still golfing in snow, and it's still winter out. So it's great in the winter, but also it's a great way to practice in the summer. Rather than booking a tee time, making a whole day of it, just go downstairs, do 9 holes or whatever. So they've got a lot of great golf simulators. Check them out. Follow them on Instagram. They post a lot of great videos too. Like, I think they do a great job on social media. Check them out. carlofet.com/Bart. All right, so here's Brian and Nina dialing up at 402-915-BART, 402-915-BART.
Hey, Bart, this is Brian and Nina calling again. A couple things for you tonight. First, I want to start off by saying really hope that you watched the clash at the Coliseum last night. As an avid NASCAR fan, I watched it and made me very happy to hear you bring it up on the show. Even if you didn't watch it, just a little bit of airtime was nice. Second, the Green Bay Phoenix celebrating like they won the NCAA tournament by beating UWM was rather wild for a 2-22 team. Can't say I understand that one at all, but tough loss for the Panthers for sure at home. Third, Bucks look really good again. Nothing new there. Nice to see Marjan score a bucket back home. I also came to the realization that if Mike Boonholzer and Joe Ingles had a baby, it would look just like you. Obviously, that's not anatomy possible. But that's all I had for you, Bart. Can't wait to listen to the show tomorrow morning, and have a good night.
Well, with advances in science, maybe someday it will be. Maybe someday two men will be able to mate and create babies. You never know. Okay, so I did want to comment on it, some of those things for real. The NASCAR Clash at the Coliseum. Here's what I like about NASCAR. NASCAR is not terrible. But there's always something else on. So one of the main reasons I watched some of NASCAR on Sunday night, I didn't really watch the Grammys. Because they did Satan music. But I didn't really watch the Grammys. But I don't watch NASCAR when football's on. NASCAR is like the best thing to watch when nothing's on. When nothing's on, I'm like, I wish there was something on. I just like to throw on NASCAR. I like NASCAR, like I said on yesterday's show, it's like when, you know, at Christmas time, you want something on the TV, whether it's the Grinch or music or a fireplace. If I'm just sitting around doing nothing, I want NASCAR on my TV. So, yeah, I'm kind of into it. I don't remember who won, though. I know Kyle Busch took third. But I don't remember who won. The UWM game. All right, so the Milwaukee Panthers. And I've been talking about them a lot. Coach has been good to come on the show a couple of times, Bart Lundy. They lost to Green Bay at home. And this was a bad-timed loss. People are starting to – Truex won, yeah. People are starting to get into Milwaukee and, like, realize what's going on and that there's a good basketball team here. And then everybody looks at them and then they lose. And so that sucks. It actually would have been okay if everybody looked at them and they played a close game and they won. Cause then you know, there's more reason to talk about it. Like, hey, that was a close game. You know, no one's going to be like, hey, yeah, Milwaukee won by 30. Who cares? But if Milwaukee won by like three on a, you know, then you're like, hey, it's a good game. But then they lost that game. Green Bay made a ridiculous shot at the end of regulation to go to overtime. Panthers had a chance very late to win, but they did not. And that was a bad loss. Now, Bart Lundy, after the game, said that this is on me, as a good coach will do. I got a couple of tweets from Todd Rosiak, who's done a good job. He says, it's got to start in practice. We've lost our edge. I've been tiptoeing around some things. We've been winning, but I've let our cracks open up. It all comes back to me. I've got to get them back on point. My fear with the Panthers, this is real life Panther talk. My fear with them was that there was, because they have sucked forever. And there's finally some reason to pay attention to them. So my fear was that they were going to be so bad for a long time and then good. And then they'd have like a real disappointing loss. And it would come quarterfinal weekend in the Horizon League tournament or something. Hopefully this was that loss. Hopefully they're like, okay, we haven't won anything yet. We got to refocus. We've had some good games, but they were also close games. We just got to refocus. We are a good team, but if we don't play to our best ability, we're going to lose to teams like Green Bay. Green Bay should celebrate like it's the NCAA championship. They suck. They're bad. Now they fired their coach, Will Ryan, and then they hired Freddie Owens, a Milwaukee guy. So that was a big moment for him. But Green Bay coming into this game, they just lost to IUPUI, who Milwaukee barely beat last week in the Thursday day game, to give IUPUI their first conference win. Green Bay with the win is 3-22. With the win is 3-22. So that would be a great bus ride for them. And the Panthers fall to 16-8, 10-3 at home. But again, all they're doing is jockeying for position with the Horizon League and then going from there. So you got to get in that tournament, which they all do, but then you got to win it to get a bid Panthers were getting a lot of attention. This one, you know, people around the league or around college basketball being like, whoa, what the hell happened there? Cowboy Curtis says conference tourney is the only way they're getting in anyways. Right. So it's not like this loss is going to, I mean, hurt their KenPom or whatever, because the Horizon's got one at-large bid. And it's not, there's not even the years where it's like close. Oh, could they get two this year? No, they never do. But it's a bad loss. But they were, I think the assumption was they were going to, how do you like my basement background, by the way? I think it's actually kind of gross on YouTube. I'm going to switch to my other one. There, feel more at home in this beautiful house. So I don't know. It sucks. I don't like that they didn't foul the guy. And I don't like that Lundy took a timeout with 12 seconds left. Green Bay didn't have any. So it let Green Bay like drop a play. I don't know, but they'll look at that one. I like that they were out running around giving out pizzas today. I like that the students seem more engaged. I like all that, but then you got to win. You know, this was kind of the game where students are coming back now. They had a long winter break. People are starting to pay attention. You go out there and then you lose. So that is a little bit frustrating. I think they play again Thursday and Saturday home games if you want to get out. Tim Shea did not go to the game tonight. He went to bed. He's had a tough couple of weeks, so we'll excuse him, but he doesn't have his pass because his car got stolen and his pass is in there. And then at like 6:45, he's like, I would have gone if I had my pass. Well, I can't do anything for you now, bud. It's 6:45. Game's tipping off in 3 minutes. So the Panthers lost. Bucky did like the basement. Drove home the point. Yeah. Yeah, it was all right. Just trying to stay comfortable here. Getting my digs. All right, so I do want to bring up the Packers winning the Super Bowl 12 years ago. I can say today because it's 11:52 as I'm doing this. I'll go back into the Bucs at any time if you want to comment or jump in or whatever. But I did want to read some of the responses to this tweet I had about the Bucs. Now, Twitter's been really annoying me lately, and so I thought I'd get in on the party. Like, there's all these Twitter accounts that just aggregate the hell out of everything. There's no new content. John Boy Media. All they do is just take all other teams' videos and show them, and they get all the clicks. A lot of Packers fans do this. A lot of Packers beat guys do this, or Twitter people do this. Hey, they've been doing it all month. 12 years ago today, Tremont Williams. 12 years ago today, BJ Raji. 5,000 likes. And you're like, Bart, why does it matter? Well, because I'm jealous, dude. Somebody's out there getting more likes than me. I'm trying to have original content. These people are just getting more likes than me. But that's what Packer fans like. They just like seeing the good old memories. So I posted a nice memory. I posted a memory of when Clay Matthews and Aaron Rodgers were at the podium. Because in that moment, I've said this a bunch, but in that moment, I thought this was a dynasty that was about to start. When I saw Clay and Aaron up there, Aaron with the Lombardi and Clay with the championship belt on Aaron's shoulder, I was like, okay, this is fun, but I can't wait for the next one. I was already there. So I tweeted 12 years ago today, we celebrated this together, but already started thinking about the next one. It never came. The Packers not getting back to a Super Bowl since is one of the greatest sports failures we'll ever see. Here's some of the responses I got to that post. Rob, Bart, as a person who follows and has played sports, you know that winning it all at any level is extremely difficult regardless of what kind of team you're on. Your tweet underscores any effort it takes as a player and team to do so. Hashtag be better. Hashtag Wink Stinks. Oh, because my handle's Wink Stinks. And he said Wink Stinks. That's pretty good. That's pretty clever. No one's done it. Mike said, will we say the same about the Bucs in 10 years if the result is the same? And that is a good question. That is a good question. When the Bucs won in 2021, I think it was the sense of relief and joy and all that stuff. And it wasn't just joy for the Bucs not winning in 50 years. It was joy for somebody around here won. Because we've been getting the championship games. We've been getting the title games. You know, the Brewers NLCS a couple of times in the decades since. Badgers basketball. Now, Landmark, I will say the Wave won a championship. You were there. I was there. But we haven't, we didn't win. And so the Bucks finally won. And now I do, like, think 10 years from now. We had Giannis and we only won one. I don't know if it's the same. Like the Mavs, no one says that about Dirk. They're like, thank God we got the one. It's, you know, NBA is hard. So I still think I'm there with the Bucks, and it is different. NBA, NFL is different. You had Aaron Rodgers for 12 years. He won four MVPs, guys. And they were, it's not like they were like, it's not like it was the Saints, you know? The Saints were 7-9 a bunch. Maybe went to a championship game. The Packers were always there. One or two years they weren't, but they were always there. So I don't know. I don't want to think about that yet. It's a fair question to bring up. If the Bucks don't win more than one title with Giannis, will we look at it the same way we look at Rodgers and Favre? It is a fair question to bring up. I'm just not ready to talk about or answer that yet. Because I'm worried about what my answer might be. Andrew, this was depressing. He says, we're almost as far away from this Super Bowl now as that one was from 96. How about that? Between 96 and 2010 felt like a lifetime. And now it's 2010 and 2022. Dano says, I wish I would have appreciated that one more. I thought it was the start of a dynasty. Exactly. Rob says, maybe just a tad overdramatic and lacking a sense of sports history, Bart. Maybe. Breeze, Marino, Young, Namath, greatest show on turf, 70s Vikings, 90s Bills. They all lost too. Dude. And it's not just Rodgers. I know everyone thinks that when I say Packers suck, it's I'm saying Rodgers. The ineptitude is it just reeks. Even now, Brian Flores, defensive coordinator now of the Vikings. And we're just bringing back Joe Barry. Ever since they won that Super Bowl, it has just been complacency all over the place. Complacency with keeping coordinators too long. Complacency with keeping coaches too long. Complacency with not moving on from Rodgers. Bucky, pure and utter organizational failure, really the only way to describe 2011 and beyond. Yes. Some of that was Rodgers. But also a lot of it wasn't. A lot of it was not valuing linebackers. A lot of it was losing in the playoffs 51-45 and thinking, oh, maybe next year. You know, well, actually, what they did win the next year, I think, if I'm mapping that out right. But either way, you lost to the Giants. You went 15-1. You lost to the Giants. Obviously, Seattle. You had games at home. The Niners were terrible 2 years ago. They beat you at home. Tom Brady threw three picks. They beat you. Here's the one that chaps me really good. Warren says, agreed. He's being sarcastic. Since it's extremely easy to get to a Super Bowl. I know it's not easy to get to a Super Bowl. I know it's not easy to win a championship. I get that. But they had Aaron Rodgers who won four MVPs, and they wasted it. You are foolish to think that they didn't waste Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I don't know how anyone disagrees with that. Brian says the reason it never came is because of how hard it is to get to one. People think winning championships just happen. Be happy we have one to celebrate. God, be happy. I don't know, man. So that's why me saying this, it does make me think like with the Bucks, Giannis is going to go down as a top 10 player of all time. And when I said top 10, when it just came out of my mouth, I wanted to say top 5. And some for some reason, I said top 10. But he'll be top 10. Five. He rules. So maybe they do need another one. Maybe I do agree with that. And then the other comment, this was a good one. BD the second says, I see there's a reason this guy puts his whole life into podcasting for sports and can't catch a crowd. Now, see my numbers, son? I'll show you my numbers. I think it's pretty good. I'm talking at midnight to nobody. Got 30 people watching. It's a Monday night. That's pretty good. I also, RD to the second, have my own promo code at Omaha Steaks. I bet you can't say that you do. OmahaSteaks.com. The promo code is BART. They've got Valentine's specials. I keep forgetting the name of the special, so I'll remind myself. I didn't say I was a good spokesman. I just said I was one. It's the Love at First Bite sale. Love at First Bite. Omaha Steaks. Delectable dishes, tantalizing taste. All from Omaha Steaks. So what you do is they've got different packages that you can order, and then you put in my promo code at the end at the checkout, and they knock off $30. So it's great. It's $30 more of savings. You get so much meat, you can stock up. It's as good. I mean, it lasts. I still have stuff from the last time. We just made some jumbo Franks. Those were good. We're gonna make the chicken breast probably sometime this week. We'll get on the chicken breast. I think my mother-in-law is staying with us this weekend. Maybe do the pork tenderloins. Treat her right. You know, she's going to come and watch my kid, which is great. You know, on weekends, when it's me and my wife, it's like I feel guilty ever wanting to leave the house because we got to watch the kid. But when my mother-in-law comes, I'm like, see ya. So Super Bowl Sunday, I got a $10 freebie at Pato. You know I'm going there. So I'm glad about that. So the least we could do is give her a nice meal of a pork tenderloin. The least we could do. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code is BART. Put it in at the end when you get your order. So Milwaukee lost tonight. That was bad. The Panthers, I think it helps them in the long run. So hopefully they can take something out of that. Bucks win 127-108. That ended up being the final score. Good night for the Bucks. Giannis, again, only 23 minutes, foul trouble, but 24 points. Their next game will be against the Lakers as the West Coast trip continues. That's on TNT. And then I think they have one more late game coming up this weekend. Yeah, then they have the Clippers on Friday, the next night. They're on TNT. Wow, they're on TNT three of the next four games. And they're on national TV five of the next six. Lakers TNT, Clippers is Bally, Boston TNT, Chicago TNT, ESPN is Miami, and then they play the 26th in the afternoon against the Suns on ABC. Darn, I love the Bally Sports Crew so much. I'll be devastated to have to watch the national broadcast. Then there was a game that got moved, that Wizards game got moved March 6th to March 5th, if you're into that. So trade deadline coming up this week. That's all I got for tonight. Thanks for joining. I know it's late. I know it's a Monday, and it's the Blazers, and they killed them. Come back on Thursday night. We'll do another live one after Bucks Lakers, which I think will be a spirited one for sure. Coming up also this week, Solomon Wilcots. Longtime NFL reporter. He'll join me from Radio Row. Ryan Horvat. We will get his Super Bowl predictions. Over the weekend, I did talk to a Jets reporter about what they would be willing to give up for Aaron Rodgers. I want to play that. That was from CBS. He seems to think the Jets can get Rodgers for a day two pick and a third round pick next year. And that's ridiculous. Like, I don't want him here, but if you want him, you're going to have to pony up. Like, nobody wanted Kyrie, but they wanted Kyrie. They ponied up for him. So you got to go out and you got to get him. So lots to come this week. Looking forward to the Super Bowl, which I will be live after the Super Bowl as well for whoever wants to join there. Thanks for checking on YouTube. Thanks for checking out the audio podcast, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday's show, The Bart Winkler Show.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.